诸位菩萨早安，阿弥陀佛。大家知道今天的主题是什么吗？三十系念哦。刚刚我们的那个菩萨拿了一本叫做，刚那本叫什么？三昧水忏。这个其实差很多哎，你们知道吗？三昧水忏跟三十系列差很多。
Good morning, everybody. Do you know what we're going to talk about today? It's the three times observance. There was a bodhisattva and showed me the English translation for water repentance. That actually are total two different things.
想大家都有拿到讲义吗？我们有中英的都有。
Do you all have the hangout Chinese and or English?
有哈，曾经有一位法师跟我讲说，我在禅中心讲这个三十系念是一个挑战。
That actually is a monastic told me that if I really want to talk about this three times observance, actually it's a challenge.
他说应该没有人会来听。
And he said, probably nobody gonna come over to listen.
因为这边的人都是打坐的，不念佛的。
The reason is that because people come to the Chan Meditation Center more into a meditation. Not that many people like to chant Buddha's name.
请问大家念佛吗？不念的请举手。
I want to ask everybody, do you...
请放下。
Do you chant Buddha's name? Whoever chant Buddha's name, please raise your hand.
是不知道要念哪一尊佛，还是就有三个可能，一个是不知道可以念佛，那一个是不知道要念哪一尊佛，那一个是根本就是不念。
There might be three reasons. First, I don't know, you don't know which Buddha you're going to recite and don't know how to recite Buddha's name. And the third is don't even recite Buddha's name.
其实哈都好啦。
Actually, they're all good.
不过以前师父曾经有开示过哈，他说禅修的人彻悟之后，如果求生净土，可以免于堕落。
Actually, our 师父 Master Sen Yan said that, and for the people reach total enlightenment, if they practice pure land, and they will not retrogress.
那如果呢，没有开悟的，以净土为我们的归宿，而且时时发愿，这是最安全的。
For those didn't reach a complete enlightenment, so constantly practice pure land, use pure land as their own method, and it's the most safe method.
那要不要念啊？这样子是要不要念？好，所以刚刚不念的呢，请你可以再考虑考虑，然后或许是大家可以劝说他。
For that reason, do you want to recite Buddha's name? You might want to reconsider it again. Or other people, other practitioner can help you out.
那另外一个就是除了因为禅修跟念佛的关系之外，其实我自己对于仪轨的部分，就是法会的仪轨的部分，心里很有感触。
Besides meditation and recite Buddha's name, myself actually have a very strong feeling about Dharma practices, all the rules and the practice.
我记得早期刚亲近师父的时候然后在农禅寺就很快就有一场三十系念的法会。我完全不清楚那个法会在做什么。
In the beginning, when I just met Shifu, and there actually in Nongchai Monastery, and there is a Dharma service for this three times observance. So I attend that, but I have no clue what's going on.
然后就这样一场法会过去了。
And then after that, I finish the entire practice.
然后呢，在受菩萨戒的时候，我们菩萨戒刚受完嘛，哈，师父呢会把菩萨戒的整个仪范仪轨为我们讲解说明一次，对不对？
And afterwards, when I take a Bodhisattva precept, 师父 actually explain in very detail about all the rules and about Bodhisattva precept.
我们是不是对整一个菩萨戒的受戒非常的深刻？
So after Sifu's detailed explanation about the entire precept, do we have a very deep impression, understanding about the entire Bodhisattva precept?
所以我自己是觉得说，如果对于参加一个佛事、一个法会，对于仪轨的内容不清楚，其实是非常可惜的。So
I feel, if we gonna attend a Dharma service, so if we don't understand all the rules and all the details about the service, and that actually it's pretty regretful.
我自己记得我第一次当三十信念的月众的时候，也是一样搞不清楚三十信念到底在做什么。I
remember when the first time and when I attend this three times observance Dharma service, I have no idea what's going on. I have no understanding about the practice about.
那我记得自己的这个本子里面呢，就是我们。 那个当月众上面都会画很多记号嘛，对不对？ 然后这些记号里面我竟然写什么，你们知道吗？ 上台、下台， 然后这还算客气， 还有的地方写上去，然后下去。
When I look back in Dharma service booklet, I made a notation about actually silly notation about get on the stage, get off the stage, and get up and get and sit down and all that.
你们知道上去哪里，下去哪里吗？ 不知道哈。
Do you know what get up means and go down means?
因为哈，我们在法鼓山体系里面呢，就在台湾那边。 如果三十信念会搭一个高台子，月众主法会在那个高台子上，那个就是我们的主坛。
In Dharmajaya Mountain, when we have this Dharma service, three times observance Dharma service, we're gonna have a raised up and platform. The main service master and then all the chanting monastic, it will be on the platform, on the stage.
如果要上去那个主坛上面唱诵，我就写上去。然后呢，下去哪里？去功德堂啊，有没有？功德堂就要下来，所以去功德堂，我就写下去。So
now I look at it, and when I say up, that actually is go on the stage and go up to the stage into the platform. And then down means when I get down into the merit hall.
可是那时候也不知道上去下去要做什么，就是上去唱诵嘛，对不对？
And at that time, I don't know up, go up and get down and what to do and what's about. And all I know is I need to do some chanting.
那你们觉得法师上去跟下去有什么不一样吗？都在唱。
Do you know the difference get on the platform and get off the platform, get down the platform? What's the difference? Well, all the monastic are chanting anyway.
是不是都一样啊？ 其实是不太一样的，真的差很多耶。 你们看到这次讲义了吗？
Actually, there's a huge difference to be up on the stage and get down the stage. Even though it's all chanting. Please look at this sheet and they actually tells you in detail what's the difference.
其实上去就是上去主坛，然后下去呢就下去功德堂。其实它上面呢内容都有它不同的意涵，然后不同的仪轨，更重要的是有不同的开示。
They actually has a huge difference. When you get up on the stage, the main platform, and then get down to the merit hall, and they all have a special meaning to it, and the special rules, of course, a very special different Dharma talk.
所以呢，我会希望说，借着这样子的一个因缘。哦，不是在跟这个所谓的禅修道场挑战哦，而是希望说，不管我们参加任何的佛事还是法会，我们能够对里面的义理多一些清楚，然后呢，我们就能够随着义理里面的这个意涵，随文入观，好、哦，让我们的这个佛事的进行、法会的进行，能够更具所谓的功德力。
This is special time, a special course and condition bring me to talk about this three times observance. And I don't mean to take a challenge in this meditation place. The main reason and to explain this Dharma service is really. We understand the meaning about the whole service. And so when we actually practice in this Dharma service, so we can follow the wording and follow the older sutras and to contemplate. So, and it will help us practice.
这本三十系念的这个仪轨呢，其实它的内容哈主要是用我们的这个身口意能够时时刻刻的细念阿弥陀佛的名号。
So the main content of this Dharma service is really use our body, speech and mind and constantly observe this service.
最主要是它里面是以禅修的各样的观念让我们去体验这个阿弥陀佛的悲愿还有世尊他开示这个净土法门的这个本怀。
Actually, this service is using meditation's concept and led us to experience and Amitabha's service and then also to contemplate Buddha's vow to want us to practice Pure Land Method.
所以呢不管你是禅修的还是你是念佛的这一个法门这一个仪轨都非常的适合我们修行。
Regardless you practice meditation or you practice reciting Buddha's name, this method is very useful, it's very helpful to practice.
那其实这一个我们可以看一下我们的这个仪轨哦，把这个架构拿出来看一下哈。
So look at the structure we have here.
其实我们这样子给它看下来，你会觉得说里面的内容其实我们都非常的熟悉。
So when we look the content and most of items we are very familiar with.
比如说我们要诵阿弥陀经啊，诵往生咒啊，然后还有什么赞佛记啊，还有各式的什么忏悔记啊，四弘誓愿，这些都是我们平常的日课的时候，早晚课诵的时候。都会唱诵到的内容。
For example, Amida Sutra, Rebirth in the Pure Land, Dharani, the Four Great Vows, These are we constantly recite in the morning service and the evening service.
那所以这一部三十系列呢，其实它内容是我们熟悉的，但是呢，它有一个很重要的特色。
So you can see the content of this three times observance we are very familiar with.
好，比如说在前面招请的时候有祭子，好有四句祭。然后在意念净土的时候，这边呢，细念弥陀这边有提纲的开示，好、哦，还有功德堂说法也有开示，忏悔发愿也有开示，愿生西方也有开示，就是他每一时在每一个重点的时候都有开示。
But the main difference is you can see, and during each during each proceedings, you can see in the part of Remember Pure Land, and then we have a Dharma talk. And also, in the Observance Amida, Amitabha, then we have a Dharma talk. And then each period, we all have verses, recite verses, and then a Dharma talk.
那这一个仪轨呢，其实在我们汉地里面呢，已经流传大概700多年了。
This practice actually is being practiced, being used for about 700 years in China.
跟我们所熟悉，比如说梁皇忏啊，或者是天台相关的忏法，其实聚的时间都蛮久的。
Actually, compared to other repentance, like Liang Huang repentance and other repentance, the history is pretty quite long.
那但是它的内容呢，却单纯了许多。
But the content is much simpler than the other repentance.
那我们现在来看一下哈，所谓三十系列，它的三十是什么意思
？So now we look at three times observance. What does three times means?
三十的意思是什么？你们三十系念法会几点开始？所以它的三十是三点吗？还是哪一个三十？对，它是分成三个时段哈。
When these three times observance Dharma service start, and some people say 3 o'clock in the afternoon, not really. And actually, it starts in the morning. Actually, in divided into three period of time.
那这三十呢？依据这个因为三十在各种经典里面有不同解释哦。那在这个三十系列的这个作者就是中峰明本禅师，他另外一个《幻住庵清规》里面哈，他讲到说他的三十是初日、中日还有后日，就是一天的早晨，还有什么日中还有日末的三十。
Actually, the author, Master 中峰明本 and he did explain this three period of time means in the morning and in the middle of the day and then at a sunset.
那其实就是引申为就是要我们昼夜好日夜不断的很精进很勤劳的随时随地身口意都能够观阿弥陀经的经文专念一心的细念阿弥陀佛的西方净土。
His purpose is really want us to throughout the day our body, speech and mind will constantly recite on Amitabha Buddha Sutra and then constantly body, speech and mind and will observe the Western Pure Land.
当然在我们后世呢就是后来为了因应大众的时间，所以大概就是把这个三十哦，就是三个阶段都在这个晚上 傍晚之后晚上之前就是把它整个佛事给做完这样子。
Try to accommodate everybody's time, so the last period and it will finish before end of the day to complete that.
那这三十当中呢，每一时也有它不同的意涵哦，它有三个这个我们修行的这个境界，就第一时它说的都是有，然后第二时呢说的是空。然后第三时说的是什么？空有再来，有空再来是什么？哎，对，中道。
Actually, this three period observance, three times observance, each period, they all have their special meaning. The first period talk about everything, has everything, and then the second period is everything is empty, and the third everything is middle way.
我们可以从这三十当中，法师的这个开示白文里面去体悟到，所谓的有空中。
Actually, from the Dharma talk from each period, actually we can understand there's something exist and then something empty and this middle way.
那细念呢？其实细念它是从这个佛说观无量寿经来的。
The word of observance and actually is come from the contemplation of infinite life sutra.
从这部经里面有谈到一心细念地观彼佛，还有细念一处想于西方。
In this contemplation of infinite light sutra, actually, I talk about it. Single mind, wholeheartedly observe of Buddha, and I don't have any wandering thoughts. That means observance.
那对于这个中峰明本禅师他解释的哈，什么叫做细念？他说，一心细数于佛，不杂他念之位也。趁此念心坚固纯熟，决定往生。
In the three times observance, actually it says, and what's observance? One mind, single mind, wholeheartedly to Buddha, and don't have any other wandering thoughts, and use that particular precise mind, and determine to reborn.To be reborn in the pure land.
这就是什么？就是你连续不断不停，而且呢，你没有杂念的啊，意念哪一尊佛啊？好，意念阿弥陀佛。然后呢，你要这个心向往之，向往去哪里
？Yeah, in the simple way is continuously. Single-minded and wholeheartedly and to Buddha, which Buddha, actually Amitabha Buddha, and determined to go to Western Pure Land.
我们来再次看一下这个仪轨哦，其实这整一个架构里面的重点哦，只有三点，就是细念弥陀、忏悔、发愿，还有愿生西方了脱生死。
Look at the structure again. The main thing is really observance of Amitabha Buddha, and then repent, and then give a vows, and only just three things.
其实就是这三个重点。那这三个重点我们要从哪里开始啊？
These three main focus, observance Amitabha Buddha, repent and give a great vows. Where do we start?
从心开始。
It all starts from your mind.
其实念佛就是三十系念当中最根本的修行的心法。
recite Buddha's name, that's the fundamental method of our mind.
我们从经典里面，乃至于说，我不晓得就是念佛的菩萨有没有感觉到说，你当你心里非常绵密一心念佛的时候，其实你的身心是非常的清净的。当下你其实是什么？心地庄严啊。
I want to ask the people recite Buddha's name. When you very concentrate, very wholeheartedly and single-minded to recite Buddha's name, actually your body and speech and mind actually it's very tranquil. Do you feel that?
可是呢，在现在这样子的一个知识爆炸哈、啊，讯息这个很快速的环境当下，其实人的起心动念是更快的。
Actually, in our busy world, everything and we talk about speed and fast, and so our mind actually is constantly scattered all over the place.
因为起心动念太快了，所以你需要忏悔发愿的需求也更高。
Because our mind is scattered all over the place, and so if you are a true practitioner, you need to do more repentance and then give vows.
所谓忏悔呢，就是我们自己的反观自我，能够内省。然后发愿呢，是发愿什么？期许未来，不要再犯。
What's a repent? What's a repentance? Actually, a reflect in the inward, constantly. And then what's give vows? And after I reflect in constantly in inward, what have I done? And then I give great vows, for any wrongdoing, I will never do it again.
如果你只有忏悔没有发愿，那这样子是什么？功德只做一半，对不对？就是洗头怎么样？只有把头沾湿而已，还没开始洗。
If you only repent without giving vow, and then actually the job is half done. Like you washing your hair, you only wet your hair, and then that's it.
就像你那个洗米放到电锅，忘记怎样，插电压下去。
Like you wash the rice and put the rice in the rice cooker, but you forgot to press on button.
不然的话，就像那个这个忏悔之后呢，这个以后还继续再犯，那这样子忏悔有用吗？其实就是要忏悔之后要发愿哦，未来能够怎么不要再犯。
If you will repent all the time, you don't give vows, and then more likely you're going to do the wrongdoing again. So give a great vows is really to tell yourself, and I will never do it again.
我们透过不断的忏悔，不断的发愿，不断的让身心清净，其实它到最后的结果是什么？让我们能够了脱生死。
And actually, throughout constantly repent and constantly give vow, and then actually to purify our body and mind.
所谓了脱生死是要我们怎样放下？放下什么？执着，放下我们的我执。如果放不下哈，你说你会解脱哈？我不相信呐。
Actually, through constantly repent and constantly give vows, and our body and mind reach pure to be pure, to be purified, and then to away from birth and death cycle. What's this away from birth and death cycle? It's really to put down our self-attachment. If we still have a self-attachment, we will never reach liberation.
你们觉得现在马上可以了脱吗？有没有人现在就有把握的？ 有把握请举手。其实我也不敢举手哎、欸，可是我有把握说，我可以透过我们刚刚所讲的信念佛号，透过不断的忏悔发愿，我相信未来我们是可以做得到的。你们有把握了吧？好，刚刚那个没有，这个有了哈。
Can anybody said and promise me, say, are you already, you already away from the birth and death cycle and you already liberated? Actually, myself, I can't even give that promise. But through constantly repent and constantly give great vows and constantly observe Buddha's name and recite Buddha's name, and then I will have a confidence to reach that.
其实生死哦，是我们人生最大的课题哦。如果我们能够连生死都不执着，这样子我们才有可能离苦得乐，了脱生死。
Actually, birth and death is the biggest issue of our life, and depart from a birth and death cycle, then we have no attachment, then we'll be able to reach liberation.
你们觉得亡灵会不会执着？执着什么？执着，亡灵执着自己，还是执着别人？觉得都有欸。
Do you think the deceased or the deceased in the spirit realm, they have attachment or not? Yeah, of course they have attachment. What do they attach about? Self or others?
我讲一个例子哈，我不是在吓大家哈，我其实我对那个灵异哈，我是不太讲的，但是我觉得为了讲这个亡灵的执着，应该跟大家分享一下。
Let me give you an example. I'm not trying to scare you, but want you to know, I want to demonstrate about the attachment for those for the deceased.
在我们今年在山上传菩萨戒的时候，有一位菩萨，他忽然就是听完开示之后就昏倒在地上。我整个讲完你再说，可以吗？然后呢，他就变成另外一个声音在讲话，好，就说我要带他走，我要带他走，好，然后呢，这个跟他一起来的，因为他都在我们体系当义工嘛，就说哎、欸，这个不是他的声音，好，然后哎、欸，就我们的法师就过去看，就问他说你要带谁走，好，然后这个亡灵跟他说什么，我要带他走，哎、欸，他一直讲不清楚他要带谁走啦。然后呢，后来我们的法师就问他说，那你是谁？好，你是谁？然后说我就是要带他走。然后我们法师跟他说，我不管你要带什么人走，好，都不可以，那你要告诉我你是谁。他说我是他姐姐，他是我们这个菩萨的姐姐，来找他附在他身上，然后跟我们讲话。然后呢，这个我们的法师就跟他讲说，你是他姐姐，然后你要带他走，你要带他去哪里？好，他跟他说他的妹妹太苦了，所以他要带他妹妹走。好，那我们的法师就一直跟他说，你妹妹是来受菩萨戒的，好，那你带你妹妹走没有用，应该是大家一起到阿弥陀佛那里去，好，那我们会帮你写牌位，好，你要成就你的妹妹，如果你这么的爱护你的妹妹，你怕她受苦，你应该要让她受完菩萨戒，好，然后这个声音就不见了。那不见了之后呢，这个菩萨就醒了，然后他完全不知道发生什么事。那我们的法师就问他说，你有姐姐吗？他说哦，他有姐姐，不过已经往生很久了，非常的疼他，好，非常的疼他。好，那我们就问这个妹妹说，那你姐姐叫什么名字？我们就帮她写什么，写一个牌位。好，那时候还没受幽冥戒，所以呢就让 让他的姐姐好也一起受幽冥戒，然后后来就都没死了。好，其实亡灵也会怎么样？执着哎、欸、哎、欸，我跟你说，你们知道吗？我们昨天去看那个乌龟啊，好，去乌龟那边放生，我就想说，如果你一直贪着这个乌龟，你下辈子会不会也变成乌龟啊？是乌龟命很久哎、欸。
Okay, let me tell you a story. This year, when we are transmitting a Bodhisattva precept in Damajuan Mountain, and then this volunteer just fainted, and then all of a sudden there's another voice inside her, because she's a long-term volunteer. Most people know about her voice. It's not her voice. She say, I want to take her. And then, and it's a kind of muffled sound. And, so monastic, it was asking, the voice, who do you want to take? I said, I want to take her. And, who are you? Oh, I'm her sister. Why you want to take her? Where are you taking her? He said, oh, you know, my sister and live in this world and she's suffering so much. And then I really want to take her. And so the monastic tells the voice and say, you should, and she come here to take Bodhisattva precept. You should really let her to take a Bodhisattva precept. If you take her now, it's useless. You should all together to go to Amitabha's almost bliss land. And so if you really, really love her, so you should help her to finish this Bodhisattva precept. So afterwards, the voice it just left, and this volunteer woke up, and she has no idea what's going on. And so everybody asks her, do you have a sister? Yeah, yes, I have a sister, but she passed away long, long time ago, and she really, really loves me. And and that's why she was here, probably. And then people ask, what's her sister's name? And they write a nameplate for her sister. This is all before the precept for the spirit run. And so afterwards, her sister, deceased sister, actually took the precept of a spirit run and took the Bodhisattva precept with her. And, of course, this is a story to tell you the deceased spirit, they do have attachment. And also, yesterday we went to, this place and to, see, the turtles and to actually, to release these turtles back to the nature. So if you attach to the turtle, probably in the future life, you will become turtle because turtle has such a long life.
你们看到这样的状况，心里有什么想法吗？你们要是那个带人家走的那个人吗？你觉得你会变成那样吗？真的？如果你现在有贪着人的话，你到时候就会变成那个我要带他走的那一个什么？那一个鬼。
So from the previous example, that sister wanted to take her younger sisters with her. What do you think about this story? If you are so attached right now to things, to people, and after you pass away, you will become that spirit to have a strong attachment to the people still alive.
可能你不会是变成那个要带他走的人，可能你会变成，比如说你很心爱的东西，你已经往生了，被人家拿去用，你会跟他说还给我，还给我，有没有可能？你们如果太执着，你太爱的东西会这样哦、喔。
Maybe you
有人点头哎、欸，真的要去要吗
？Maybe you are not so attached to the people you love, and but you love something you have, you own. After you pass away, and that thing is become other people's belonging, will you just constantly go after the new owner, say, I want my stuff back. Give my stuff back. I want it back.
以前有一个人，他很爱吃桃子，然后种了一棵桃树。他要往生之前，他家的桃子结了一棵很大的桃树。你们知道他后来变成什么吗？ 变成一只虫去吃那颗桃子。There's
a story, and this particular person loved to eat peaches. And right before he passed away, and the tree and grow a nice big and juicy peach. But he's about to die. And so do you know what he actually become after he died? And actually become the worm and insist to eating that juicy peach.
不管你喜欢什么，其实都是要放下啦，不然你就是不是变成什么虫，就是变成那个还给我的啦，哈。那但是呢，我们这边最主要是讲到说，在这样子的一个我们人要放下之外，其实这些众生他们也需要放下，他们如果放下的话，他就可以。 接受怎么样？可以受度，能够往生到西方净土。好，这也是三十系念佛事的目的。So
regardless of what you attach, so you have to let it go. You have to let it go. So also not only us and all sentient beings need to let it go. So if you can let it go, you'll be able to accept. To be delivered to the Pure Land.
所以呢，这个中峰系念三十系念佛事，其实是这个中峰国师他在为我们这些苦海茫茫的众生提点的一条这个快捷又便利的修行的方法。This
three times observance is made by Zongfeng, Master Zongfeng, and he actually provided us a speedy way for all the sentient beings in the seat of suffering. This is three times observance and give us a very speedy mean to reach the Pure Land.
那要介绍这个三十系念佛事之前，我们要先介绍这个中峰明本禅师。 就是写这一个佛事的这个作者。
Before we introduce the three times observance, we need to introduce Master Zongfeng Mingben, which is the author of this Dharma service.
其实他所处的年代是在我们中国的元朝的时候。
The time he lived in is belong to Yuan Dynasty.
那这位中峰禅师呢，他其实跟我们也是有因缘的哈。他一生提倡什么，你们知道吗？化头禅，有没有人念化头的？有没有学化头的？来几个，所以你们要认识一下中峰明本禅师。 这三十系念要更要修行哈。
Master Zongfeng Mingben actually have a connection, a huge connection to us. What is his main method? It's 化头. I wonder who practice 化头 in here.
所以我们跟他是有法脉因缘的，你知道吗？我们中华禅法古宗有两个传承，一个是什么？ 就是灵济化头嘛，哈，另外一个是什么？草动的末照，哈。Actually,
Zongfeng Mingben is our lineage master. In Damajuan Mountain, we teach two meditation, two method of meditation. One is 灵济化头, and the other one is 草动 silent illumination.
那在讲这个中峰明本禅师之前，我们想先介绍一下他所处的这个元代的当时的这个佛教。
Let me explain about Zongfeng Mingbun's his historic background. And at that time, the Buddhism in the Yuan Dynasty.
元代是中国历史当中呢，第一个哈，这个被少数民族哦，这个统治的这个朝代。大概我们被这个元朝大概有100年的时间。
Yuan Dynasty, and actually is the first dynasty ruled by a non-Han people. It's by Mongolian. The period of time of Yuan Dynasty about 100 years.
那元代是这个元太祖叫做铁木真哦，他统一了整个蒙古，其实蒙古也分很多的这个小国家，他统一了这个蒙古这些小国家，然后建立一个叫做大蒙古国，然后就是我们所谓的那个成吉思汗，知道吗？啊，他是卖咖啡的吗？
The first emperor of Yuan Dynasty is Kublai Khan. He actually unified a lot of small countries, and then they all unify into a great Mongolian.
一直到这个元世祖忽必烈的时候，他真正的统一了中国，然后把国号改为这个大元，就是创建的元朝的大帝国。
Until Yuan Shizhu come, and then he actually built out this Yuan Dynasty, Yuan Empire.
因为当时呢，这个元朝呢，他对这个宗教是这个自由的保护政策，所以呢，当时的佛教其实是很兴盛的。
At that time, their attitude toward religion is open. Open attitude and all the religion and can be a coexist in the Yuan Dynasty.
包括这个就是他们的这个元世祖啊，忽必烈都曾经跟这个我们临济宗的这个海云印简法师受菩萨戒，跟你们一样啦，都受过菩萨戒的。
元世祖 Khan and because in the Yuan Dynasty, they encourage all religions. So Buddhism actually it was blooming at that time. Yuan Shizhu come and he actually took Bodhisattva precept from Hai Yun, Master Hai Yun.
一直到这个元朝宪宗的时候呢，这个密教就是当时他们是叫做是喇嘛教的这个萨迦派的一个僧人叫做巴斯巴，然后他呢，因为得到这个元世祖的这个信任，所以他被封为什么大宝法王。
In the period 宪宗Lama name is 巴斯巴 actually and they give a name as Karmapa。
那从此以后呢，这个密教跟元朝的这个朝廷啊，就是政治跟宗教呢，就开始密不可分的哈。那成为这个元代的这个国教，好，这也是我们中国历史上很不一样的地方。一个是外族统治，一个是呢喇嘛教变成国教。
After the this Lama and become a Karmapa, and from that time, Lamaism and politics and they are become one. So this is very special about Yuan Dynasty. First of all, it's ruled by a non-Han people, and the second, and the Lamaism actually become national religion.
那从那时候开始呢，这个他们的这些因为皇帝嘛齁，他非常的热烈的这个崇佛，所以呢就做了很多的佛事齁。那不管是什么念经法会啦、印经啦、斋僧啦，然后到后面这些皇后啦，然后皇亲贵族啊等等啊，都去什么受戒受法了齁。 然后这个常年下来呢，这个佛寺的经费呢，就成为这个国家财政上的负担。
Because the entire dynasty is very devoted to Buddhism, they spend a lot of time reciting the sutras and or make offerings to monastic and then printing all the sutra. And so they spend a lot of national resource and to do that. So and later on it become a burden.
那虽然当时的这个所谓喇嘛教哈，在这个元朝的这个皇室呢，非常的兴盛，但是呢，在我们汉人里面呢，啊，还是以汉传佛教哈为这个我们的主要信仰。
Regardless in how popular, how widespread, Lamaism in Yuan Dynasty, but most Han people still believe the Chinese Buddhism, which is Zen and Pure Land.
那其中呢，是以这个禅宗最为兴盛。
And Zen, Zen Buddhism actually is the most popular.
好，但是呢，就整体的这个佛教思想来看呢，是以这个禅跟净土。哦、为主要的这个基本的那个主轴。
During that period of time, Zen and Pure Land acted the main focus of the religion for Chinese people.、
哦、其他比如说像所谓的天台呀、华严等等的、哦、就比较少人去弘传。
Other sect like Tian Tai and 华严 is not that many people to learn and then to practice.
那净土的思想其实是从东晋开始的哈，那一直因为他的这个修行的方法很简单，哦，所以其实受到很多人的这个信仰跟修学。
Pure Land actually start from Jin, Eastern Jin, period of time. So because the method of a practice is very simple and very easy, that's why it's become very popular and widespread.
那因为当时呢，这个社会上流行的就是喇嘛教嘛，而且又是这个皇室的这个国教哦。那所以其实汉系的一些很有修行的人，其实都到这个山林里面去修行哦。你想要学法、哦、其实并不是一件容易的事。
Because Lamaism is very popular during that time, and it also is a national religion. So people want to practice Zen and Pure Land, actually, and then they start move to more remote area. So actually, if you want to learn Zen and Pure Land, it's not that easy. You have to be willing to travel to the remote area.
这个中峰明本禅师呢，他就是处在这样子的一个社会环境里面。
And now you can understand, Master, 中峰明本 and his historical background.
他的中峰是他的别号，那明本是他的法号。那在净土圣贤录里面呢，有记载啊，就是中峰禅师是15岁出家。他最主要是以《法华经》《圆觉经》还有《金刚经》为他主要的这个修持。
中峰明本 ，Master 中峰明本，中峰 is the common name that people call him. 明本 actually is his Dharma name. At the age of 15, he took ordain, and his main practice he sutra he used Lotus Sutra and completely Enlightenment Sutra and then Diamond Sutra.
那这些经典也是我们所熟悉的吧？我记得在我们的周日讲经里面。也讲过《法华经》《圆觉经》《金刚经》，应该也有菩萨是以这些为自己的那个课诵吧。
Actually, this sutra, Lotus Sutra, completely Enlightenment Sutra and Diamond Sutra, we all familiar with, and also Sunday Dharma Talk in here, we talk about that. And probably a lot of you using that as your daily practice.
那这个中波明本禅师呢，他跟他的师父一样哦，都是那个淡泊名利哦，云游四方的人哦，所以呢，跟这些朝廷呢都保持了一定的距离哦，那也不去攀援哦，所以呢，这个不管是我们这些凡夫啦俗凡夫俗子哈，还是什么。然后跟这些乃至于朝廷的这些文武百官哦，都其实对他都非常的仰慕。
Master 中峰明本呢 ，and like his 师父 ，they all live very simple life and they travel all over the place in the remote area and they don't attach to anything anybody, but.All the ordinary people and the people in the government, they all really respect him.
那我们刚刚讲到说，在元朝呢，这个南方的地方，弥陀净土信仰特别盛行哦。那其实也是我们这个中峰明本禅师，他对江南那一带，其实对于佛教有很大的贡献，所以呢。大家都称他叫做江南古佛。
In Yuan Dynasty in the southeast the south of China, practice the Pure Land method is very popular, and a lot of people recite Amitabha's Buddha's name. Because Master Zongfeng and has a great contribution to it. That's why people gave him a name as South Ancient Tree Buddha.
所以呢，他这个他往生之后呢，他的这个一些语录啊等等，其实就皇帝呢就把他就入到这个藏经里面去，而且呢还赐他一个就是普印国师的这个名号。
After he passed away, the emperor actually collected all his teaching and saying into sutras, and then and also he gave him a name as an imperial advisor.
那虽然这个我们的中峰明本禅师呢，他跟他师父学禅哦，可是呢他的思想是非常多元的。好，不管你是禅啊、净土啊、清规啦、啊、等等的，其实他都非常的熟悉，而且会融通的去为人家说法。
Master Zongfeng is not only good at Zen and then Pure Land. Actually, he's very knowledgeable and all the sutras and also a lot all the precepts and he all.Understand and very familiar with, and so depend on what kind of time, what kind of situation, what kind of people, so he will be able to use all these and to explain Dharma to them.
因为他在很年轻的时候也曾经呢，以念佛哦求净土为他的皈依，所以呢，他在这个红船这个看话头的时候呢，这个话头禅的时候，其实他也兼顾的这个弘扬净土，所以呢，他提倡的是这个禅净融合。
Even so, Master Zongfeng in his younger days, and he was using Pure Land in his method. And in the later age, and he is using Hua Tou. Hua Tou, and he is teaching Hua Tou and then also using the Pure Land. So, and because of this kind of teaching, so he actually combined Zen and Pure Land all together.
他的这个禅净融通的思想呢，其实最主要是受了这个永明延寿他所谓一心为宗的思想启发。一心为宗。
Master Dongfeng, he is a very, he used Zen practice and then Pure Land practice and combining and perfectly. So he actually, this kind of way to practice and actually is really have a great influence from Master Yongming Yanshou. And use one mind as a practice method.
这一心为中听起来好像不知道是什么，其实啊，就是上次我们的这个我们住持法师有讲哈，它里面有提到就是心佛众生三无差别，好，也是我们三十信念里面的白文哦，它其实就是我们啊这些众生啊都是在迷雾当中啊，都是因为什么妄想分别执着，所以呢忘记了自己的自性明陀。 所以呢，才会有禅那净的这些真意，所以呢，另外呢，这个当我们这个悟的时候，你就能够转凡成圣，其实你就能够知道说禅净其实是一如的，禅净的修持，其实目的都是要我们怎么样，彻悟的了解生死的实相，能够了脱生死，所以没有禅跟净的真意啦，
What's the meaning of one mind as a way to practice? And actually, it really is the mind and the Buddha and the sentient being, these three things, there's no difference. Because all the sentient being is still confused, and that's why we have all the wandering thoughts and differentiation. So if we forgot the self nature Buddha within us, that's why we have distinguished of Zen and then the Pure Land. And if we do not have this distinction of Zen and Pure Land, and we will turn ordinary people, ordinary sentient being, become sage, and then become totally enlightenment, the birth and death. And when we have a total enlightenment, and then we will be liberated from the birth and death.
这让我想到，我们受菩萨戒的时候，师父是不是开示我们说，不要怎么样，自赞毁他，有没有？不要说人家那个什么净土宗比较不好，这个都是叫什么？自赞毁他，对不对？
Since we are complete enlightened from the birth and death, and there's really no Zen and or Pure Land of any other method, when we took a Bodhisattva precept, and we there's a precept, we do not praise ourselves and then talk bad about other people, and that precisely is the meaning is this. There's really no Zen or no Pure Land.
所以这边就告诉我，没有所谓禅净的真意哦。
So and here it tells us that there's no difference between Zen and or Pure Land. There's no real meaning of that.
然后呢，他就是我们的中峰明本禅师呢，他还有一个作品叫做《怀净土诗》，还做了108首，他很会写诗。
And Master Dongfeng Mingben actually is very good at writing a poet, and actually he write about 108 poet, and then put it into this poetry called Observe Pure Land.
那这诗里面呢，其实最主要都是提倡禅静不二啊。 那都是以禅宗的修持为净土的指挥，然后其中讲到说，禅外不成禅净土，须知净土外无禅，他把禅宗跟净土打成一片，你参禅呢，就是要入净土，然后入净土呢，你必须要能够参禅。
In this 108 poet of Pure Land, he actually mentioned about Zen and Pure Land is all together. He combined them all together completely. And he mentioned outside the Zen and don't talk about a pure land. And also, there's no Zen outside of a pure land. And this is really the complete and method to practice. So if you practice meditation, if you practice Zen, you need to go into practice pure land. And then also pure land, within the pure land, you need to practice meditation.
那就是因为他这个禅境融合还有禅教不离的这些思想好对当时的这个汉传佛教有非常大的贡献好所以呢他就成为我们这个汉代好在汉传佛教里面的这个代表人物之一。
Because he advocated Zen and then Pure Land altogether, which is very, very important in the Chinese Buddhism. So, and he became an icon person in the Chinese Buddhism.
那这位中峰国师呢，其实他是解行并重，他不但教大家修持，然后写诗写书哈，其实他也是一样哦，是带领信众共修，而且呢，他每天都在佛前发愿。我们知道阿弥陀佛有48愿，对不对？这个中峰国师他也有48愿。
He's not only a practice and also he's not only understand Zen and Pure Land, he also practice Pure Land and then Zen. And then every day he take a lot of people lead a lot of people to practice. And also he write a lot of poet and a lot of articles. And every day in front of Buddha, he gave great vows. We know Amitabha Buddha has 48 great vows. Master Zongfeng also has 48 great vows.
他都会在这个观世音菩萨的这个圣像前，他会发愿说，从今生尽未来自己，临命终时，他要无诸疾苦。你们觉得好不好？好，然后正念现前，心不颠倒，还要生极乐国，见闻佛法，这个不错吧？
And every day in front of Guanyin Bodhisattva, and then he gave great vow from this lifetime to the end of lifetime. And when I before I die, and I have no suffering, and then my mind it will not scatter.
所以他是在62岁的时候怎么样？含笑而去。
Actually, he passed away at age 62, and then actually when he died, he has a smile on his face.
我想请问一下，菩萨们，你们有没有发愿啊？有没有发愿？我记得我上次讲药师经的时候，好像有请大家要发愿，对不对？我应该有讲哈，有没有发？结果有没有发愿啊？发什么愿？要成佛的愿，还是发要去哪里的愿？你们发哪一个？要往生西方的愿，有发哈？然后有没有人发成佛的愿？一定要发愿不然你往生的时候不知道要去哪里你真的不知道要去哪里的。然后你看别人进，你还奇怪为什么他去我没去。上次我有没有讲一个故事？还是你们忘记了？讲一个成佛的故事啊。就是大家看到奇怪，人家为什么受记成佛，我没有。我再讲一次好了，就是在世尊的时候，在古时候，不是世尊的时候，那是《阿含经》里面世尊讲了一个故事，是他前身的故事。就是有一个老人家，年纪很大了，然后他就听佛说法，他就觉得说，成佛真好，然后他就发愿要怎样，要能够成佛，然后呢，可是他就想说这个想要成佛，那我要修行啊，那我去出家好了。然后他出了家之后就想说，我年纪这么大了，我能够在僧团里面做什么？
I want to ask you, do you ever give vows? Because I remember when the last time I talked about medicine, Buddha Sutra, and I did encourage everybody and to give vows. What kind of vow do you give? and to achieve Buddhahood and to go to Pure Land or to go anywhere. Let me tell you a story. This story is in the Agama. Buddha's his previous life and Buddha actually talk about this story in the Agama Sutra. And this old man, and he see other people to achieve Buddhahood, and he want to do that. And then you have to give a vows. So since he want to achieve Buddhahood, so he want to practice and to really devote his practice. And so he need become monastic. And but he's getting quite old. How he's gonna do that?
然后他就想说，那我去拖油波，哈，然后世尊说法的时候，我可以怎么样供灯，好，然后他以供灯好来发愿，他要成佛。
So he said, since I'm so old, what can I do? Actually, I can do is taking my bowl and to ask for oil. So when Buddha's talking about Dharma, so actually I can use that oil to offer light.
然后呢，他就什么老人家嘛出去托钵，然后人家就看他说，哎呀，好可怜哦，老人家来托钵哈，老比丘来托钵，然后就一个富贵人家的太太就想说。就跟这个老比丘说，你以后不用来托钵了，你要的油我来供养你。
Since he's quite old, so when he getting his bowl and trying to get oil from people, and this rich family and his wife actually feel really bad for him. He say, well, you know, from this point on, you don't have to come here to ask for oil. And whatever the oil you need, I will make an offer to it.
那因为这个老比丘呢，他这个发愿，好，供灯，好，那这个要成佛，那世尊呢，这个对于他的这个那个成佛的愿心，还有供灯的这个供养心呢，非常的至诚恳切，然后就受记他未来会成佛。
Because this old monk in a great give a great vows to offering light, so the Buddha actually it was deeply moved by his vow, so he gave him, and he actually and says in the future and he will become Buddha.
然后被受记是不是一件这个很欢喜的事情？大家都会知道嘛，对不对？好，然后就传到了那个富贵的太太那里去了。
So actually, and Buddha gave his word and to this old monks and in the future life and you will achieve Buddhahood. So this is such a wonderful things. So this thing actually was widespread, and that rich family's wife and actually heard this thing.
那这个富贵太太就说，不对啊，怎么会是他不是我？
And then this rich wife and began to wonder, say, oh, that's not right. And the one really offered the oil is me, it's not him.
为什么是他不是我？
Why is him, it's not me?
为什么？
Why?
他只有发心没有发愿。
Why is that? And because she only willing to give the oil, and she didn't give great vows. Only the old monk gave a great vows.
其实他这个发心也是非常可贵的，只是他不知道要发愿。
Actually, her willingness it's really also good, but.The only difference is she did not give a great vows.
这个发心只会让他怎样？种善根、种福德啊，可是没有办法让他成佛。我们是不是常常做这种事？觉得我们常常在做这种事、欸，没做过的请举手。我们都是在做种善根的事。
Actually, this willingness and it's also very good. But only helps her to cultivate more good karmic roots and accumulate or more merits, and not the vows to achieve Buddhahood. Actually, we do this all the time.
后来呢，这个富贵太太呢，她呢也发愿她要成佛，所以呢，她也被受记了。
After she understood the difference, and so she also gave a great vow and to achieve Buddhahood. So, and the Buddha and also said that she will achieve Buddhahood in the future.
这个我们平常啊，这个好事做的时候也要怎样发愿哦，不然你会像这个富贵太太一样，为什么是他不是我？到时候你不要变成这句话。常常朗朗上口哈。
So, actually, this is implied to ourselves. When we are doing good deeds and accumulate good merits, also we want to give a great vows. And so at the time, you will say, how come it's not me, only other people?
好，这是鼓励大家要发愿，要发愿，要发愿，千万要发愿哈。
This story is really to encourage or urge everybody need to give a great vows. Please give a great vows.
那这个我们刚刚讲说，这中峰明本禅师他有很多的著作，其实大家可以去参考。像我们今天讲的东西，都是在他的这个作品里面有记录的哈。比如说被他的作品都被编到这个《中峰广论》还有《明本杂录》里面。还有他的这个怀净土诗。
Actually, Master Zongfeng has a lot of articles, he wrote a lot of poetries. So you can actually look it up and to all his writings.
然后比如说还有他有写一些像我们刚刚有讲他的什么幻住清规哈，就是他对于这个规矩哈，修持的这些规则也很清楚。好，另外还有像这个三十信念，都是他的这个作品。
We said that before, and then he knows all the monastic rules and very clearly, and then also the main topics we talk about, the three times observance, all his article, all his writings.
那这个中峰明本禅师他的这个三十信念有两个版本，你们知道吗？三十信念有两个版本。
Actually, this three times observance and has two editions.
那一个是中峰三十信念一范，哈，它是给这个共修念佛求生净土用的，好。然后呢，还有一个是中峰国师三十信念佛事，啊，就是我们平常我们法会的时候用的这一本，好，那它是为超见王者往生西方极乐世界，那都有收藏在这个续藏经里面。
This is two edition. One is a three times observance and practice guideline, and that is used to practice reciting Buddha's name and to practice to go to Western Pure Land. And the other edition is three times observance Dharma service. And this is to use to help the deceased and help them to be reborn in the Western Pure Land.
然后这个我们先来看一下三十信念一范哦，这是给共修念佛求生净土用的这个哈，它也是只有一册哈，然后呢它的三十呢就是诵大阿弥陀经啊，就是佛说无量寿经，那有上卷跟下卷哈，那第三十的时候诵观无量寿经啊，那或者是说三十都诵阿弥陀经也是可以哈。然后他在第一时跟第二时中间呢有这个斋佛齁，就是佛供的这个仪式。那在第二时跟第三时呢还修这个弥陀忏 好，然后第三时呢，结束的时候送这个净土的回向文。
Now we're going to look at three period observance practice guideline. That actually recite Infinite Life and Sutra, the first and the second. And the first period, in the noontime, they actually make offerings to Buddha. The second and third period, and also recite Amitabha Buddha's repentance.
那这个一饭的一开始呢，他是先举赞，啊，他这个赞是往举咒啦，哈，这咒是什么？往生咒，大家很熟悉嘛，南无阿弥陀佛耶，这个哈，然后呢就唱这个云集赞，然后呢这个法师身坐的时候，还有一个登坐记，然后还有一个就是说法，好，重要的纲要的说法，然后再讲一下这个缘起。
In this practice, actually begin it with the Dharani. The Dharani, actually, we're very familiar with, is the rebirth in the Pure Land Dharani. And the master, the Dharma service master, actually arise to the sea. And then the next, and it will give a brief summary about this is the first period observance, and then also talk about the cause of this three times observance.
比如说我们刚刚讲到什么叫做细念呢、哦？就是在这边提到的，哈，一心细数与否，不杂他念啊。然后后面呢，就开始呢有一些供养啊，哈，赞叹啊等等的。
Before we talk about observance and one mind and wholeheartedly and observe Buddha's name, and which really came from here, and
刚刚那个哈，对，好供养，然后再来就是还是有开示。那开示完之后呢，就开始第一时的佛事。你看他们这边就是说，你可以大阿弥陀经或小阿弥陀经。小阿弥陀经就是我们平常念的佛说阿弥陀经，哦，就是我们的佛说阿弥陀经。然后再来就继续是开示，他三时大概都是同样的这个流程，哦，一样有忏悔啊、发愿，好，哦，然后这边有一个斋佛的仪式，好，哦，那到最后第二时的时候，好，哦。还有一个就是那个净土忏仪，好，那大概就是这样子。好，弥陀忏仪，礼四十八佛，好，好，这个是他的第一个好共修的时候用的。
The proceeding is observance of Buddha's name and make offering and recite. Great Amitabha Sutra and then a small Amitabha Sutra. The Great Amitabha Sutra, the Maha Great Amitabha Sutra, actually is the Infinite Life and Sutra. The small Amitabha Sutra actually is the Amitabha Sutra that we all familiar with. And then the Master gave a Dhamma talk, and the next is repentance and give a great vow, and then recite. And then they do a Pure Land repentance.
好，那另外一个就是超见王者，好，往生西方极乐世界用的这个三十信念佛事，它也是就是一卷，好，那内容呢就是我们的这个讲义里面的，好，从架构开始，好，这个起赞，然后功德堂说法，然后三十的佛事，那这边三十呢都是诵阿弥陀经。
Then we talk about three times observance Dhamma service. That actually it's really in the Dhamma service it helped the deceased. So we start beginning praise and talk about verses and then Dhamma talk and then throughout all the time recite Amitabha Sutra.
这个佛说阿弥陀经哦，是这个三十系念的，不管你是三十系念的这个一饭，还是三十系念的佛事哦，都是这个我们念佛法门的根本经典哈、哦，也是我们什么往生西方极乐世界的保证书。
This Amitabha Sutra, regardless in the three times observance practice guidance or three times observance Dharma service, we all recite Amitabha Sutra. This is actually for Pure Land. This is the fundamental practice of Pure Land, and then also is the is the speedy mean when we go to Western Pure Land.
那佛说阿弥陀经在上一次我们长地法师哈、哦、有为我们讲解过佛说阿弥陀经啊、哦。那其实读经在这边，它主要的功能是让我们戒定慧起修。
Amitabha Sutra is the certification to go to Western Pure Land. Few weeks ago, Chang Di Fa Shi did talk about this Amitabha Sutra. In Amitabha Sutra, we need to practice with precept and the meditation and wisdom all together. Sila, Prajna, and then Dhyana.
那何况呢？这个阿弥陀经呢，又是这个什么？我们的世尊他不问自说的哈，所谓的佛门第一经啊，啊，那阿弥陀经它本名另外一个名字叫做什么？你们知道吗？叫做称赞不可思议功德一切诸佛所护念经。
Amitabha Sutra is a very special sutra, and nobody asked for the Dharma. Actually, Buddha himself and talk about this sutra. We also call this is the first sutra of the Buddhism. And there's another name about this Amitabha Sutra, and praise this immeasurable merit and all Buddhas recite sutra.
那这边呢，这句话是从《佛说阿弥陀经》来的，你们知道吗？好，每次我们就是到它《阿弥陀经》到它的那个流通分的时候，它里面不是有放掌合掌哈，就是东方亦有什么不可思议。阿处佛啊，须弥佛有没有？到后面他就遍覆三千大千世界，说成实言，汝等众生当信是什么？称赞不可思议一切诸佛所护念经。
Actually, this name is coming from the application part of Amitabha Sutra, and at that part we have the east of.East, we have so-and-so Buddha, and the west, and the south, and north, and then the up and down. So we all have this, in this application part, on the last sentence of the paragraph, and then say, and praise this unmeasurable merit, and all Buddhas to protect in this sutra.
那你念的这部经会怎样？学了这个法门，一切诸佛都会来怎么样护念你哦。好，那接下来我们要把这个架构好跟大家介绍，就是这一个三十系念佛事，它分成三个大段落。
So this Amitabha Sutra and is all this practice is all Buddhas, and it will protect and it will help to practice.So now we're going to talk about the three main structure of this three observance.
我们看一下这个架构的左手边哦，就是招请本法跟回向，好，就是这个三大段落。
So if you look at the very left column, And there's three boxes, and it's the first one is invite. It's really invite the deceased. And the second is the main chapter, and the last is transfer merit.
那招请就是从起站，就是我们的界定真相站，我们的就是我们的这个本质的第二页开始，界定真相站，然后后面再来是有说四句偈，这个四句偈是非常有名的。 是哪四句？觉海虚空起，娑婆夜浪流，若人登彼岸，极乐有归舟。大家会不会唱？应该会吧，才刚法会结束，我们不是之前才刚办30系列法会吗？你们从哪里开始唱？ 要会唱啊，你们如果不会唱，法师很辛苦。法师，其实这里是我们跟着这个乐众法师一起和，记得吗？记得怎么唱吗？他这边就若人登彼岸，即。 记得了吧？你们唱哪一段？如果你们没有唱，就是法师要怎样？你们要跟着法师一起说法。其实这些是什么？在为这些众生，也为我们自己说法。好，然后这是四句偈，再来呢，就是我们就是要去哪里功德堂，去安慰。那安慰呢之后呢，我们要回到这个主坛来，然后要。 唱炉香赞，好，我们的来开始请圣。那请圣之后呢，这边呢，法师还会再说法，说什么此一半香，有没有？你会看到那个法师会啪一声，有没有？福死会啪一声，啪一声做什么？啊，吓你们！<笑>对，用你们把心收拾回来，打瞌睡的赶快醒。 是不是？其实是这样子，就是以前包公有没有？他最后在这个定案的时候，他要怎样？拍案判罪，是不是？这边不是判罪，是拍案，请大家收拾回来，听这个诸法法师开示。然后开示完呢，就第一时佛事就要开始了，就要开始。那第一时佛事开始就是我们本法。 本法里面呢，就是有第十、第二十、第三十，就是这个里面最重要的部分。然后再来是第十、第二十，那每一个有分成五个段落，就是我们这个第二，这是蓝，有意念净土，然后信念弥陀，然后功德堂说法，然后忏悔发愿，愿生西方。然后最后呢，会有一个就是回向跟。
Okay, now we talk about the three times observance structure. In the beginning, we invite the deceased, and we start beginning a praise, and by saying the praise of the true instant of practice, the precept and samadhi. The master, the main ceremony master, and will recite the four verses. And the four verses is really, really famous. And started as soon as the boy arise suddenly from the seat of enlightenment. Instantly, the Saha world appears and the karmic current start flowing. For the ones who seek the other shore, there is the ferry to the land of ultimate bliss. And the ceremony master recited the first two sentences of the verses, and the other two sentences we need to recite along with. And actually at that time, and we really sincerely, wholeheartedly invited the deceased to participate in the ceremony. And then And then the next, and then they will go to the marriage hall, and then later on return to the main hall, and then we start inviting the sages, and then by reciting the praise and to the incense, and then recite the verses. And then make offerings, and that pretty much conclude the first part of invitation to the deceased. And then we come to the proceeding, and the 3 period of time actually divided into 5 main section. And the first is to remember pure land. The second, observance Amitabha, and the third, and Dharma talk in the marriage hall. And the fourth, and repent and give great vows. And then the last, and vow to reborn in the pure land. And this 3 period of time, it's pretty similar. On the very end is observance and reciting a Buddha's name, and then transfer merit, and then 3 refuge.
那我们今天是时间到了吧，哈，超过了哈。 那我们下一次呢，还有一次的这个30系列的佛事的讲座，我们会再从这个架构好开始，跟大家分享。好，那回家功课是什么？好，要发愿哈，发愿在哪里？请写在纸上交过来。不用了，其实就是希望大家真的要发愿。好。 好，那阿弥陀佛，祝福大家。
Our time is up, and so we have one more Dharma talk about this subject, and then we're going to start with the 3-time observance structure. And I'm going to give you guys a homework to do. When you go home, you have to give a great vows, and I want you to write on a piece of paper, and I'm going to collect next time. 阿弥陀佛。